going on? Welcome to Tear Dome.
How you doing?
Pretty cool at dentist day, so I'm just recovering from the dentist, you know what I mean? Yeah, he jacked me the fuck up. I thought it was going to be a little... What's that?
A little woozy?
No, I thought it was going to be a little in and out joint. Man, he was shooting me up. He was drilling. He was doing... Oh, man, it was more than I expected. So, you know, I'm just... I'm glad that we took a little time off. You got a game tonight?
Play... Do we have a game tonight? Or... Well, UConn plays tonight.
Oh yeah. I'm talking about the pros.
I think we're off. We played yesterday.
Okay, gotcha. Well, hey, let's jump into it. 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? It's your main man, Jay Sands. Sands on Sports, hip hop and sports entertainment at its finest. That's right, y'all. The big kid is at it again, and this is season 6, episode 108, and today in sports history, you know, we're going to do something in sports history. Today in sports history, Hank Aaron broke the home run record. That's when he ran around the base, and then he had his man with the bag with the pistol in case somebody ran up on him around the bases. That was today. I don't know the exact year, but yeah, Hank Aaron hit that damn home run. And also, hey, cuz, the eclipse. There's an eclipse today. So, you see, I got my glasses on, but I got special eclipse glasses as well. So, I will be, what's that?
Let me see these eclipse glasses.
Hold on. I get the motherfucker. Hold on. Hold down on.
I gotta see these. I don't know if he got some, really got some eclipse glasses. He probably do, though, knowing him.
Yeah, look, don't mess with me. As a matter of fact, if anybody has any NFL combine connections, you see how fast I made that happen. So I still, at 51, have something in the tank. If anybody, you know, as a matter of fact, if anybody in the NBA, you know, but yeah, these are the eclipse glasses. Yep. My mom, I just saw my mom, and she got some too. So, yep, we'll be taking part in the eclipse today. Nice. But anyway, this is a sports show, and we talk sports and stuff like that. So I'm very happy to have a returning guest, a veteran of Sands on Sports, my cousin, Ashley Battle. Ashley, how are you doing today?
Foghorns. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, you looking good. You looking good. Shit. Where are you at? You're in Bingtown right now?
In Pittsburgh for like a day.
Oh, okay.
Heading back up.
Hey, puppy. And look, we have special guest Theo. Just
my guy right there.
Theo's in the game. So, yeah, man. Well, Theo
must have heard my voice.
Yeah, he definitely.
Oh, I know her.
Just woke up, guy. Give me 1 second. So, anyway, we're going to get right into it, man. This is the college basketball season. So, the first thing I want to ask you, we're starting off the first quarter. So, this is the first thing I want to ask you. Did you think, even back to when you played, did you think the women's game would be bigger than the men's game? Like, more people care about the women's tournament this year than the men's tournament.
I've always thought it had potential. You know, there's been just great players. You know, even when I played, there was just so many great players. And the games were, we played in front of, at the Final Four, would be in front of like 30,000, 40,000 people. Mm-hmm. You know, so it always had potential to be at, you know, where it's at today. I think the rest of the world is just figuring out what a lot of other people already know for a long time.
Yeah, because it's just like, you know, I watch the women's game. I don't know. I'm more excited. It's like I know more players. It's like I know the women. Yeah, the stories are better. And I don't even, like, I live in the neighborhood. Angel Reese lived in this neighborhood in Baltimore that I'm in. So she's big. She has a street named after her and whatnot. But not just her. Like again, I just think it's more exciting. I don't know. I just the ladies are just kicking ass right now. So,
they really are.
So, I never thought that there would be a time where I can't tell you 2-3 players. I can tell you the tall dude for Purdue, but I can't tell you one person on the UConn squad.
What?
Yeah, I can't tell. I don't know anybody on that UConn male squad. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just very interesting. Very interesting. Well, hey, check this out. This is going to be a quick Sans on Sports, because no doubt, because like I said, I know you're busy and whatnot, so I'm waiting for my horn to update. It's updating. So boom, 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 you hear the horn. That means we are out of the first quarter, going into the second quarter. Now I want to ask you about Miss Dawn Staley. She was a great player, of course, but now she has the coaching to go with it. So where does she sit on the pantheon of greats of women's basketball as players and coaches?
I mean, I think, you know, I think if you combine the two, mm-hmm. not very many people that has, you know, done what she's done as far as, you know, she was an Olympian, gold medalist, you know, 2-time college player of the year. You know, she's won her third, you know, national championship as a coach. I mean, these are things that, you know, are just unheard of. She's won on every level. So it'll be interesting to see. Like, I really don't think there's maybe Pat Summitt.
Yeah. Was she a good player?
Pat Summitt was a good player. She was an Olympian, okay. Gold medalist, you know, and was successful in coaching. So she's really like the only one that has the same pedigree as Dawn as far as being a player and coach on the women's side. Then on the men's side, obviously, you know, you have Bill Russell.
Yeah.
So many championships as a player, but then he was also, you know, the first African-American coach of the Celtics. So you have, you know, that player coach. But I really can't
think
of anybody else that's like, that's done it on all three levels as far as like, you know,
that's
college player of the year, coach of the year. You know, I think you have someone that's probably obtaining and getting there, you know, is probably like Becky Hammon. You know, she won twice with the mm-hmm. East, and she was a successful NBA coach and a successful WNBA and college player. But even that, she still doesn't have the accolades of that of Dawn Staley.
Yeah. And you know, because I missed the Breonna Stewart. I missed that whole era.
Yeah, you missed out.
And she's supposed to be like the great.
He was messing around.
Oh man, yeah. I get an F for that one. So yeah. Yo, this is what I imagine. If you were playing and you were playing Iowa, you're going to take Caitlin Clark from the door. You're like, hey, I'm shutting her down. You're on her.
For sure.
That's just what I think. So my thought is, why do some coaches not come with that strategy from the door? Like, I was mad at LSU that they didn't put their best athlete on her from the door. Like, well, what are you playing with? This is not an experiment. You know, you guys can put some pressure on this. So,
I really didn't like the strategy of LSU. They didn't put their, maybe they were thinking she would foul her out, but she was in foul trouble anyway.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't, the first play of the game, they went under the screen. I was like, oh, she didn't drop 40.
Yeah.
You letting her, you know, pick and choose whatever she wants to do. You know, I think she accounted for like 70 points that game, you know, with 40 points plus, like, I think she had like 12 or 13 assists. So she accounted for like 70 points. And if you're going to let a player do that, then it's really impossible to win on any level.
Yeah. I was just listening to somebody saying she might want to come back to try to win a chip. Like, does it hurt Caitlin Clark not having a ring when we talk about Breonna Stewart, who won 4? So does Caitlin even come to those conversations? Because she does, like Charles Barkley, always gets clowned because he doesn't have a ring. So does that take you down to another level?
You know, regardless, ring or not, you know, she's accomplished some great things within our game. And, you know, like, I personally feel like there's just, you know, I think if you put Diana in that situation, she does the same thing. So, like, you know, I don't necessarily think that she's the GOAT of, you know, women's basketball, but I think she's, you know, a great player, and she's done a lot of great things for the game this year.
Yeah. Do you think this, not just her, but Angel Reese, I mean, there's a lot of stars in college women basketball. Do you think this steam will continue into the WNBA, or do you think it's going to fizzle out, you know?
I hope it continues. I think that's been a lot of the, you know, problem, I think, where, you know, you've had these high-powered athletes, you know, coming in from college, and then, you know, they're playing well, they're all-stars, but the level of excitement just hasn't been the same once they made it to the league. So I hope, you know, it's different, you know, coming up. You have, like, some really great players, you know, coming out of college this year that's going into the league. Hopefully that same level of, you know, respect and that same level of interest, you know, follows them.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it marketing? What is it?
If you figure that out, that's the $1 million question, right?
Yeah. Like
$1 million question.
You would think the stars have to go to the big cities, kind of like how Magic and Bird went to the big cities. But I don't know.
It's crazy. I mean, you have like a couple years ago, Skylar Diggins was like the hottest thing since sliced bread in college basketball.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had like Drake and Lil Wayne wearing her college jersey.
Yeah.
And then once she got to the W, like that level of interest just wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but, you know, hopefully it's sustainable. Like, you have some really great college players that are entering the draft. So we'll see what happens. You know, WNBA draft is right around the corner. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Gotta let it play out. We'll check this out, Cuzzo. We are out of the second quarter. We are going into halftime. And at halftime, I'm so happy because you see, I got my pee on right here. I got my joint on.
I see you. You see that game the other night?
Yeah, man. Hey, look, I'm in Baltimore, so, you know, they won the first game. So the Ravens fan, okay, y'all got back because we beat y'all twice in football. But then, yo, they came back twice, and I'm Pittsburgh, you get nervous because around, you know, All-Star break, it's kind of the ship sinking. But if they keep these guys healthy, and then the guy that they just drafted, they were showing him pitching in the minor leagues, making the my Buccos, it's kind of like getting hyped for a date and the girl plays you. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just
I was just talking about this
date. This girl done played me like eight times in a row, and I'm getting hyped for the ninth time. Nah, I'm just going to remain calm, but I'm going to have my buck. Hey, matter of fact, what's the record? Let's go. What are we, 8-2? Hold on 1 second. I know we got to be in first place. I know we got to be in first place. Hold on. MLB standings. National League. Who we got? Yep. Let me get my National League. Okay, here we go. Buccos 8-2. That's right, y'all. My Buccos is 8-2. So we loving it. I will be at a game soon. Shout out to all the Pirate fans. And with that being said, we are going out of the halftime, going into the third quarter. Now, starting off the third quarter, today is the men's tournament, you know, the final game and whatnot. And that's crazy. I'm gonna start doing the women's bracket. I never did a women's bracket before, but
okay. No, I did not do a women's bracket when I played.
I just didn't cut. I'm sorry. I get an F for being a cousin too. But my men's bracket, because my men's bracket was always trash, because I always put Pitt and Cincinnati, and, you know, like, always picking Pitt, you know. So anyway, I had Kentucky and UNC this year in the final game, so my bracket was done early.
Early.
But hey, congratulations, UConn did make it. I mean, do you guys look at it like male and basketball, like, hey, we're all one family, if one of us make it, we all make it, or like, nah, we want to go?
No, I mean, it's all love. Like, you know, we're fortunate to have like a great program on both sides, and if we see each other, I've graduated, I've moved on. If I see people from the men's team, it's all love. Like, it's like a brotherhood, a sisterhood that is just super tight. And it doesn't matter what generation you played in. Yeah. Like everyone knows everybody and everybody follows everybody. So, you know, it's crazy because like every 10 years we were winning a chip together, you know, and this was like the 10th year or the third, this could have been the third time doing that. You know, we're like 4-4-4 was our thing, you know, 04-14 and then 2024, we're looking to do it again. But unfortunately that didn't happen, but hopefully we can get one out of the two with that, with the men playing tonight in the championship game.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of criticism on the big man. Matter of fact, y'all got a nice big man on UConn too. So it's like Big Frankenstein.
I mean, the guy Zach Edey's bigger.
Yeah, Frankenstein versus Herman Munster, like the big boy. But I like him though. I also like not that it means anything, but I also like the big boy from. It was cool, but these big boys got shot, so yeah. I like it. But Edie's been getting a lot of criticism saying he's not going to do, you know, Gilbert Arenas, few dudes saying he's not going to do anything in the league because he can't extend, you know, defensively, he can't guard Wembanyama out there at the 3-point line. But hey, man, shoot, 7-4, hey, 7-4.
You just never know, you know, it's like it's one of those things where he has, you know, an elite skill set in the paint. And, you know, you could say the same thing for the opposite. Like, who's going to guard him in the paint?
Fucking right. 7-4. 7-4.
You know, he made – I saw a picture with him standing next to Shaq, and he made Shaq look little.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they got to meet up. He was real humble. And that's crazy. I just found out that they're not letting him get his NIL. He can't get – because he's from Canada. He can't get his NIL money.
Right. I mean, it sucks. You know, there's stipulations and rules and, you know – you just have to abide by it because the school has to report all of that. And, you know, you just got to abide by the rules. But, you know, hopefully they can figure something out where, you know, he can, you know, take a flight to Canada and what you got to do.
Come back. Right. Yeah, that's it. Hey,
hopefully there's something like that happening for him in Canada.
Yeah, that's dope. Hey, they got the I mean, I know you wouldn't have took a part of it because you were at a great situation, but they got the transfer portal right now, and they have the NIL, man. What would that have been like if you would have had that? You know what
would
I mean?
Would have been lit.
Yeah, because you see Wiz, son, went from Miami, then went down to Ole Miss.
I saw him. He's, you know, I follow him. You know, I try to keep up with, like, the talent that's coming out of Pittsburgh. And, of course, I mean, this is Manchester, so it's like... Yeah. Yeah. Like, I know what my peoples are doing here. I'm so happy for him, you know, who knows? Oh, yeah. Like, he might get picked up. He had a really good season. So, like, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people who go undrafted who have successful NFL careers. So, hopefully. Yeah.
I think he's going to be a pick. I don't know if he's coming back.
He has one more year?
He's going to be a pick. He might have been a pick coming out this year, I believe. Like maybe a late round pick. But if he shows out this year, yeah, he's an early round pick to me, I believe. But what do I know? I don't get paid to scout.
Right. Team. Yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's possible. Like, it's very possible. And he had a really good year. This was his last year of college, right?
No, I think he
has one more.
One more year. Yep, senior this year.
Well,
SEC, man. SEC, kick that. And their quarterback's a freshman, going to be a sophomore this year. So, yeah, they got a nice squad. Big up to John Saunders Jr., man. Big up to John and his dad.
Little Wiz. So, that's what we call it.
Hey, we are out of the third quarter. We're taking it home, getting out of here. And we're going to talk a little NBA real quick. Celtics in first place. I know you're happy about it. Probably makes the job environment a lot better that you got when you're winning than losing, I take it.
I mean, winning cures everything.
Yeah. And just talk about Tatum and Brown. I like them both. I always hear, should the Celtics keep Tatum? No, they need to keep them both. them boys are bad, man. So I played 2K, so this is how I know what the teams are. So I play with Milwaukee, they're always a 99, and the Celtics are always a 99. So I know the Celtics are real good this year. It's just the playoffs is a different beast. You don't know, you know, guys got to be those guys. Yeah, like Miami.
Jimmy Butler comes to play in the playoffs.
Exactly. So
it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, like, hopefully we can stay healthy, you know, throughout the playoffs. And if we could just continue to play how we've played all season, I think it'll be good.
Yeah. And then in the West, they got the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Yeah. You want to say hi to Ashley?
Do you need the glasses?
Huh?
Do you need
the
glasses?
Yeah, they're right here. Oh, the eclipse is starting.
I see you. Come on in now.
Yeah, the eclipse is starting. All right, we're gonna hurry up. We're gonna hurry up so we can hurry up and see the eclipse.
All right, put your eclipse glasses on.
I'm about to run out there and see it. So, yo, we got in the West, we got the Timberwolves and we got the Nuggets. Who do you like?
And OKC, like the three of them are like tied for first place right now.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be like really interesting. I'm looking forward to see the last couple days of the NBA season and you know just. What's going to happen? It's been drama the whole season with like the standings over in the West. So it's pretty cool. Like who's going to be in the play-in? Like it is
the
awesome.
Lakers. Are the Lakers.
Are they?
The Lakers. Yeah, they,
are they? I mean, I think if they won yesterday, they could have been like in sixth. And it's like, you know, it's everything is just such a toss up right now.
Oh man. Well, yo, check this out. This is not a toss up. I gotta go. You gotta go because we're gonna go watch that eclipse. But
yeah,
anyway,
I don't got no eclipse glasses. And I ain't watching.
We are out. We are out of the game. My cousin Ashley, perfect episode. Thank you so much for your time. And on the outro, I just want to say one thing. RIP, because we haven't done a show in a long time. Yeah. RIP Lewis Gossett Jr., man. Yo, check this out, man. One of the actors from my whole childhood to adulthood that I can say I watched. So just when he passed away, I felt that. So RIP him. Cousin, let them know what's going on with you. Where you going to be at? This, that, that, and the third. You in Pittsburgh right now when you going back to Boston and invite me so we can turn up.
you know, you're always welcome to come whenever you want. But I can't be telling people where I'm at all the time because people be trying to like... You know, be like, oh, where you at? Oh, you didn't come see me? Oh. I'm just going to be like, I'm here for now, back to Boston, and then the playoffs is right around the corner. Our G League team, we're in the finals, so if you have ESPN Plus, you know, look out for the start of the championship on Tuesday, and, you know, just living, learning, and trying to continue to grow.
Man, that's awesome, cuz. Well, yo, I love you, man. And this is Jay Sands.
I love you too.
That's Ashley Battle. This is Sands on Sports, and we out of here, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Wear your glasses.
These are the only glasses I got, so I'm not going outside.
All right, cuz. Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right.